You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
About a mother that explains and reveals the quality of Meshavah Alam Shalom. So it's about in a Tratana Rusha that Haish Moshe Anab Mikol Ha'adam Al Pene Ha'adam. So we are informed that Moshe Rabbeinu Alam Shalom was the humblest person on the earth. So obviously, there was a need for it that Hashem had Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom to write this matter. So the question is, how did he become humble? And how do we know that he was a humble? What's the tip to become humble? If we are informed that Moshe is humble, so that means, what does it mean?
It means
that he's humble. And that
means?
You have to learn from him. So how can we learn from him?
The same way he let go of everything and he didn't take nothing personal. And it's been a
Mm-hmm. So now, obviously, was it easy for him to become humble?
No,
he wasn't. Why wasn't it easy? No, the position that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom had, does it take a lot of effort to become humble? Yeah? Why? What's the difference between Moshe and other people? Or Aharon, let's say. It doesn't say that Aharon was humble. I'm sorry? What type of position he had?
The leader.
The leader means headache.
Yeah, but he has
I know, but leader doesn't mean that that you... What kind of power he had? What is supposed to? What could he do as a leader?
A lot of bad things.
Like what?
Like putting his ego first and then giving the orders.
Understand? But leader, that means you have a lot of matters you have to deal with. You know, they give you a headache. You know, the promise they don't do. And all of these things that you know. Oh, you don't know. No, we see. No, that's not true. What kind of chumash you have? He got angry at him. He gave up. You know, we recovered those parts. No, he didn't get angry at him.
But he didn't punish them or he didn't say anything nasty to them.
He asked Hashem. We see. We see this coming Shabbat. Hashem tells Hashem, don't accept their offering. No. He didn't let go. Did he let go? He didn't let go.
But the name of Hashem was involved, that's why.
Fine, but we see he got angry and said he complained to Hashem. He didn't complain to Hashem?
Not for himself, for Hashem.
Fine, but he did complain.
For Hashem, he did that, not
for
himself.
Sorry?
For Hashem,
I know, but this is not, you're not helping me. You know, we're trying to become humble today. No, but you're not offering any remedies that we need to put. No, you're not showing any source, nothing. No, you're just saying things. I'm sorry?
So the question is,
where is the source?
How did he become humble?
No, but if he says he was humble, so that means he went through a very great effort and task to become humble.
Where is in the palace? He was the son of, he was a king, and he decided to get out of this prestigious place to go to somewhere else in the desert.
60 years he was a shepherd, what do you expect? And in the palace, how many years he was in the palace? You know, then he ran away. They put his picture in the post office.
He went 8 years in Africa.
No. He was total of 60 years out of the Mitzrayim, and he came back 40 years. So it was about 20, 60, and 4. You expect the shepherd to have gava? Huh? So what do you expect? What are you trying to say? Huh? Okay. So what kind of?
From the status that he was a prince, and he was supposed to be a king now.
Fine, you know, for a little while that he actually he knew himself that he doesn't belong to the palace. He's not the place. He knew who his mother is, who his father is. Fine, he didn't feel like a prince.
No.
Yeah, he just happened to be in the palace.
Okay.
So now here, how do you feel when you go 3 times on the elevator and you go to Shamayim? How do you feel?
Oh.
Now you're talking.
That gives you a lot of gava, no?
Yes?
Somebody has a lot of gava cannot go up 3 times to Shomayim.
No. Don't rush too fast.
So he cannot get access to this field.
Fine. So he went to Shomayim. So that's a good excuse to have a gava. And not only that, just imagine, you know, you bring the gift of Shamayim, the Holy Torah, you bring it down. You bring the work of the Creator, the tablets, you bring it down. Doesn't that give you such a boost? Huh?
Yes.
It's a boost. So now here, considering these matters, how can he be on up? How can he be humble? How did he do it? How you do it? Just imagine, like a president of a company, very, very, you know, great, multi-billionaire, you know, institution. Where is the president? His office, where is it?
Top floor.
On a 100th floor?
Yeah.
On a penthouse?
Yes.
What kind of view he has? And not only that, the 100th floor is turns too.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what kind of boost it gives him? He's the controller of 99 floors. You know what that is? He has 500 employees. 500 employees. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom goes up on the millionth floor. The millionth floor. And nothing. And the Torah says it was the most unup person on the earth. The president of the company on the 100th floor, you know, it takes you at least 2.5 years to make an appointment. He landed on the building with his personal helicopter. How did Moshe do it? How? How was he able to do it?
He had many things to remember from where he's coming.
Sorry?
He had many people to remind him from where he's coming. All Israel was criticizing him all the time. Remembering.
No, that doesn't make you anav.
Yes, it's making
you. No, that makes you actually very, very aggressive, and then you become defensive. Usually that's what happens. Ah, Chazak Baruch. So now here's the remedy. You ready? Yes?
Yes.
The remedy and the tip here is that as long as when you go on millionaire floor in Shamayim, so when you come down, where do you go? Where do you go? I'm sorry? When you come down, where do you go?
Down to earth.
Where do you go? You go home to have some cappuccino? What do you do?
Yeah,
so now here, that's what the remedy is. As long as when you come down, you go to people to see what they need, and you know you went to the Shamayim only to help others. So that means you're an honest person. But if you look around on your 100th floor office, and the only thing that you think about is what? To benefit yourself. That means you don't know what being humble is all about. So the remedy here is to find out if somebody is humble or not, whatever level that he's attained. If he's benefiting other people with whatever knowledge, any type of skill that he have, so that means he's a humble person. Now, we're going to do a little experiment together. You ready? Yes?
Amen. Yes.
Mr. Sammy calls Mr. David, electrician. He says, Adon David, the light in the Beit Knesset, it doesn't go on. Can you come and check it? He says, this afternoon, I'll be there. He didn't make it. So he calls him tomorrow, the next day. He said, oh, I'm sorry, I was not able to make it. I'll come today. So now 6 months has passed, and this afternoon hasn't come about. 6 months. So now, Mr. Jason calls Mr. David, electrician, and he says, my chandelier in the house is not working. Can you come? He says, I'll be there at 5. So he shows up at 3 p.m. at Mr. Jason's house. How do you explain this? To come to the Beit Knesset and fix the light, 6 months, till today, he hasn't showed up. But Mr. Jason, when he calls him to come fix the chandelier, he goes 2 hours early. How do you explain this? No, how do you explain? So that means Mr. Jason is much important than Ribono Shel Olam to come and fix the light in Beit Knesset.
They don't think that way.
So now here, that's what the remedy and the tip is all about. Moshe Abraham Shalom to Tamsha says, he was Anav Mikol Adam Al Pene Ha'adama. What does that mean? Everything that he gained, he showered it on the people. He gave it to the people. Nothing he kept for himself. But Mr. David, Hashem gave him a little chokhmah, and he became an electrician. Why? Because he feels, I have to think about myself. I have to use my time. For who? Only and only for myself. If I'm benefiting, yeah, I'll do it. But if not, I'm not going to do it. And this is the formula to do mahak on ourselves. Whatever that Hashem has granted us with, whatever gift that He has given us, if we only use it strictly and only for ourselves, so that means we are loaded with a lot of gavah. But if you are willing that to use this gift that Hashem has given us to help other people, to support other people. So that means maybe we have a sheme, a drop of anava, maybe. And that's what the remedy that we have to use, especially the timing that we go through.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.